Hey, it's your friend Mel Robbins, and I am the guest host for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace, and happy Wednesday. In case you don't know who I am, I'm one of the world's leading experts on change and motivation. And I'm so excited you tuned in today, because this week, it is all about tapping into your potential. And a big part of that is loving yourself. And I'm going to talk with you today about what it actually means to love yourself, how self-criticism can hinder you from creating positive change in your life. And of course, you're going to leave with simple tips to help you tap into self-love. First of all, self-love is not a feeling. It is an action. Self-love is something that you demonstrate. So let me give you an example. I want you to stop and think about someone that you know loves you. Whether that's your parent, or your kids, or your partner, or maybe a pet, how do you know that this person loves you? The way that you know is because they demonstrate it. It's in their actions. When my husband makes me a cup of coffee in the morning, that's an act of love. When he plans a night out, when he sits with me and holds my hand, when he tells me good job, those are all actions that demonstrate love. And where I think we get self-love wrong is that so many of us struggle with issues of self-worth and self-doubt, and we're busy in our heads criticizing ourselves, and we don't realize that self-love isn't just positive and kind self-talk, but that the fastest way to build self-love as a muscle and as your default way of moving through the world is to demonstrate it to yourself. Based on the research, self-love is the single most important habit that you can create. Why? Well, because you're never going to be happy if you're constantly beating yourself up. When you can start demonstrating that to yourself, not only through how you talk to yourself, but what you're actually physically doing to take care of yourself, it amplifies your confidence. It creates more energy and excitement in your life, and it builds resilience. I bet right now you're making the single biggest mistake that everybody makes when it comes to self-love. You're saying to yourself, well, when I lose the weight, I'm gonna be happier and I'm gonna like myself more. When I meet the love of my life, I'm gonna be happier and love myself more. When I'm making more money, I'm gonna be happier and I'm gonna love myself more. There's two problems with that. Number one, you are attaching your self-worth and being kind to self and loving yourself to some accomplishment outside of you. And so the problem with that is you're never going to be in control of love or kindness or your potential if you put it outside of you. The second problem with that is that if you're waiting to love yourself for that moment that the scale is on the number or your bank account has the amount of money in it, it just reinforces that you're not enough right now. If you can learn how to look in the mirror and see a person that's worthy of cheering for right now, that you're doing your best, that every single day you're getting a little bit better, that right there is evidence that you deserve love. If you want to have a breakthrough in self-love, I'm going to give you one thing to practice, and I will warn you, it's going to sound like the dumbest thing you've ever heard in the entire world. I don't care. I want you to do it anyway. What is it? Starting today, after you brush your teeth, I want you to put your toothbrush down. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, and I want you to realize that there's another person in the bathroom with you. That's not just your reflection. That's a human being right there, and I want you to look in your own eyes. Step number two, when you feel ready, you're going to raise your hand and you're going to high five the person in the mirror. And there's a lot of science that explains why this works. Your brain already knows what a high five is. A high five is an action that says, I love you, I believe in you. It's an act of support. You are programming your mind to default to a positive, loving, kind state when you think about yourself. What I love about this, and I call it the high five habit, you practice this every morning, and what our research shows is that in less than 5 days, the high five habit profoundly changes your relationship to yourself because it makes it a new habit to love and be kind to yourself. Okay, that's it for now. And do not miss tomorrow, because you and I are going to talk about the power of letting go and how to redirect your energy towards things that serve you. Okay, go make it a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.